Well, good morning, everybody. It's a beautiful day, and we're happy to be here in the house of the Lord on this first Sunday of Advent. And Jesus preaches to us, as he often does, but he starts out our liturgical year with the call to be strong and the call to give our life over to the Lord. Repent is one word we often use, and there's a great joke. There's this guy, and he's out painting houses, and the priest, he says, you know, my church could use a new coat of paint on the outside. Would you come over and do it? We'll pay you. And the guy says, oh, that'd be a great project for me. I'd be happy to come paint your church. So the guy comes over, and he kind of does a lousy job, this painter. And Father comes out of the rectory, and he looks at the church, and he says, son, what you've done here, it doesn't look like you've used a full coat of paint. And the painter, he gets on his knees, he says, oh, Father, I'm so, so very sorry. I had confessed that I did not use all the paint. I was trying to save some money, and what can I do to make it right? And the priest says, repaint and thin no more. Get it? Thin no more. Anyway, what can you do? But we are to be people who repaint, always renovating our own spiritual lives, always renovating our lives, making them ready for the good Lord. And I was thinking, you know, today is the first Sunday of the new year. And this year, on Sunday Masses, we're going to hear almost exclusively from the Gospel of John. Oh, excuse me, Luke. Luke. Last year was Mark. This year is Luke. We're on the year C. The year C, Luke. And Luke is always concentrating on movement. This is where the famous story of the road to Emmaus is. There's a lot of stories that involve moving. And you know that we Christians, we love pilgrimages. In some ways, because we know that to move our hearts, sometimes we have to move our feet. And Jesus calls us to stand and to move, which is why we stand for the gospel, where we hear Jesus' words at Mass. We stand up out of reverence, but also because the gospel is meant to put us on our feet. And Luke is really concerned with movement, movement, movement. And I was thinking about one of the phrases that we'll hear most during Advent. We did not hear it in our reading today, but we'll hear it throughout the course of our Advent journey. And that is from John the Baptist. John the Baptist says a lot of things, but the one that we often think of when we think of Advent is prepare the way of the Lord. Prepare the way of the Lord. And that means that Advent is most of all about us preparing a way for the Lord to enter into our lives. He does the work. He does the journey. He does the coming into our life. The word Advent means coming. He does the coming. But we have to be of the right disposition for that to happen. We prepare the way for the Lord to come in and be born in our life in a new way at Christmas time. And if we don't do Advent right, we won't have a good Christmas. But if we do Advent right, we'll have a beautiful Christmas. And so our job during Advent is to prepare the way of the Lord, to make a highway for God to come into our life, which means this. There are certain things that we can do in our lives that make it really easy for Jesus to come into our life. There are some things we can do that make it really, really easy for Jesus to come in. But sometimes we can have obstacles that stand in the way. And that makes it a little harder for Jesus to come into our life. But as we think about Advent, as we think about Christmas, we are challenged by God to have a spiritual renovation, a renovation of our spiritual lives in such a way as to make it easy for Jesus to come in at Christmas. There's commitment cards in your pews. Everybody gets to do this, including all ages. If you would pass them through, they should be on the end of each bench. And all it says is, my plan to prepare for Christ the King to enter, or whatever it says on the top. It says, O Emmanuel, my plan to prepare for my King. And there's several lines on here. What I want us to do, there's pens at the ends of the benches too, and maybe you have your own pen or pencil. I want us to sit here for a moment in silence and reflect with the Holy Spirit on what God might be calling us to do this Advent to make it easier for Him to enter into our life. And I'm going to give you some suggestions because that's the type of guy I am. I'm that nice. But you be creative. Let the Holy Spirit be creative, because maybe He's got a better idea, you know, than anything that I would ever say. I can be assured that the Holy Spirit always has a better idea than whatever I say. Some ideas that came into my mind, some things that I'm going to do. I'm going to not listen to music in my car during Advent, because my life is so noisy. And God really enters into silence. And so instead of listening to the radio during Advent, I'm going to make it easier for God to enter and pray when I'm driving. That should help me slow down too. But I'm going to pray while I drive. And maybe I'll even talk to God while I'm driving. But I'm just cutting out the radio. Not just for the sake of giving something up, but to make a highway for God to come into my life. So that's one thing I thought about. I'm also going to make a resolve to pray my daily rosary. I have to confess to you that I've not been very good at that recently. I used to be wonderful at it. I went years and years, daily rosary, no questions, and then something happened that I got too busy. And that's a crime. So I'm going to redouble my efforts there. Some things you might think about: going to confession. That's a really good way to let the Lord enter into your life. And we have a lot of opportunities for confession here at this parish. We've got a penance service, as you see in your bulletin, this Wednesday. After Mass on the 23rd of December, I'm going to sit in that box for 7 hours straight just to make it easy on everybody. So confession. Maybe one thing you write down is, I'm going to go to Lessons and Carols tonight or this afternoon at 3:30. Because talk about a perfect way to begin this season. We have a new devotional book that was put together in-house and written by, some of the reflections were from me, some were by Sister Joan, some by Deacon Tom, some other people in the parish. And so maybe a resolve for you would be to read your daily devotional. Put a few things down. Make it good. Because we really need to open our hearts so that Jesus can flood them. Maybe it's a daily Mass. Maybe just say, I'm going to go to one extra Mass a week. Those are just some ideas. But let's just sit in silence for a few minutes and ask the Holy Spirit what He would like us to do to get ready for Jesus during this Advent, so as to be ready for Him at Christmas.